Since the work of God, the light has spun up in the Galilee of the nations, it means that Christ is the light of the world. And now, what he's going to do, this man, what the Lord had to do, is not something this man had done wrong. So there's two tracks. Let me explain that. There is two tracks a train run on. They cannot cross, else they will derail. Okay? So what happens? You have man's responsibility and God's sovereignty. Though it cannot meet together, the two go down the line. I am responsible for what I have done. But then after, God's sovereignty is responsible for what I am. Could I explain that again? I am responsible for what I have done. That's the book of Romans. God is responsible for what I am. Indeed, God take it upon himself sovereignly to answer to it. That's the book of Ephesians. Indeed, we are dead in trespasses and in sins. We're living in the realm of darkness. But God has quickened us together with the Lord Jesus Christ. What the Lord Jesus has done. Indeed, God has fused life into us for us to come alive. That's the book of Ephesians. But in the book of Romans, the scripture says, it tells us the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. That's why a person have to come and accept the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior, Lord and personal Savior, and bow to him because of what I have done, my sins. But what I am, sin in me, God says, I'm going to deal with it. That is Chapter 9. Realm of darkness. Listen. You know what the Italians will say? Why sin is true. Yeah. So now, let's go over this again. I want you to get this. My works, what I have done, is darkness. When I sin, it's the works of darkness. Jesus has dealt with that. But then, what I am, also needed to be dealt with. And this is what happened in chapter 9. The man wasn't his fault. He was born that way. We cannot blame anybody. But what God says, the Lord Jesus answered rightly. He says in verse 2, and his disciples asked him, saying, Master, who did sin? This man or his parents? That he was born blind. Jesus answered, neither had this man sinned nor his parents, but that the works of God should be made manifest in him. That's it. It's exclusively God's work. That the work of God may be manifest in him. And here what happened in verse 8. The man was put out of every circle. In verse 8, the neighbors, therefore, and they which before had seen him that he was seen him that he was blind, said, is not this he that sat and dead? You see, is this not the blind man? This is not the man who lived in darkness? This is what they see. In verse 13. This is the Pharisees, the religious circles. They brought to the Pharisees him that aforetime was blind, who was in darkness. And it was a Sabbath day when Jesus made the clay and opened his eyes. Then again, the Pharisees also asked him how he had received his sight. And he said unto them, he put clay upon mine eyes, and I wash, and I do see. Therefore said some of the Pharisees, this man is not of God, because he keepeth not the Sabbath day. Others said, how can a man that is a sinner do such miracles? And there was a division among them because of the work of Christ. They put him out. Let us look at verse 20. His parents answered them. They called his parents and says, verse 19. And they asked them, saying, is this your son who ye say was born blind? How then doth he now see? His parents answered them and said, we know that this is our son and that he was born blind. But by what means he now see? We know not. Or who hath opened his eyes? We know not. He is of age. Ask him. He shall speak for himself. Who it is open your eyes? Who it is brought you out of the realm of darkness? Who came and lift you up and says, I brought you out? Which operation? Which doctor? Indeed, there was none. You know why? God must get all the glory. All the glory. And God says, and the man who did the question, oh, it was. We know this man can't be of God because he did it on the Sabbath day. But it's an exclusive work of God. When you think, listen, you know why you are saved? Not only because you have laid all upon the responsibility and says, listen, I need my soul to be saved. I need to get out from the realm of darkness. But it's because of an operation of God in your soul. And God says, listen, I'm coming for you. And you cannot stop it. That's the ways of God. And this man's eyes was opened. His parents asked him, which were born not of blood, of the will of man, but of God. This is what God has done. Chapter 11. If in chapter 9 we have the works of darkness, and chapter 10, what I am darkness itself. It tells us in John, chapter 8, I am the works of darkness. Chapter 9, what I am, I was once, we were once darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. That's what the scripture states. In chapter 11, we have the both coming together. Lazarus is sick. Hear what the scripture tells us. Now, a certain man was sick, named Lazarus, of Bethany, the town of Mary, and her sister Martha. It was that Mary which anointed the Lord with ointment and wiped his feet with her hair, whose brother Lazarus was sick. Therefore his sister sent unto him, saying, Lord, behold, he whom thou lovest is sick. When Jesus heard that, he said, this sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God might be glorified. Now, the first thing about the works of darkness and being darkness, the deliverance is for the glory of God. But for the glory of God, that the Son of Man may be glorified. When someone is delivered from the works of darkness, the Lord Jesus gets the glory. When we are delivered from darkness, what I am, the Lord Jesus also get the glory. Lazarus, to save time. Lazarus died. He was in the tomb. He was in a place of darkness. Placed out. But then, the second thing is in verse 15. And I am glad for your sakes that I was not there, to the intent he might believe. Nevertheless, let us go unto him.